Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks who are the scientists with soil, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn in our state and around the globe. Before the topic today, I'm going to mention the severe weather that impacted much of our state. We send our best to those of you facing cleanup, rebuilding, and the stress and cost of those processes, all during the busy spring planting season, no less. Hey, stay positive, support your neighbors. We'll get through tough times like these. On to a very exciting development in plant science called gene editing. It generates a change to the plant's own existing genetic material. Now, this is not the same as GMOs. That technology can use genetic material from a different plant. So far, gene-edited plants have been mostly fruits and vegetables. A recent study shows very promising results that increase the yield of field corn. You know how it did that? By increasing the number of rows of kernels on the cob. On average, it's been 16 rows, which is about 800 kernels, by the way. If we can make more corn from every cob, we'll help feed and fuel the growing world population on fewer acres. Because it improves the ability to fight disease and can now also improve yield, gene editing is one of the most important new plant breeding developments. This type of advanced science will also allow crops such as fruits and vegetables to have traits that consumers want in their produce. What stands in the way of this exciting technology? It's important that our regulatory system at the U.S. Department of Agriculture treat this type of new higher-yielding corn as gene-edited, which it is, and not as a GMO. Very important effort. Hey, very quickly, here's another stat for World Trade Month in May. According to the U.S. Grains Council, one of our key partners, nearly 70 million metric ton of corn was exported in the 2021 marketing year. That's 56% of all feed grains and all forms. Even more when you account for ethanol and distillers grain for livestock and feed, for example. Hey, you folks, be safe out there, and thanks a bunch for all that you do.